Hey, we've got dogs in the studio. We got a pair of dogs. They're extremely well behaved. I've had good luck with dogs in the studio. Their names are Cody and Monty, and they are here with Pet Central Helps. It's our monthly Pet Central Helps segment on the Midday Show. I'm Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. We're a week away from Thanksgiving, and I'll explain why these dogs are in the studio. One of them, Monty, is he needs leg surgery. He has a right knee that has stage four skeletal abnormality, which causes pain and will eventually lead to lameness. Sometimes it's painful for him, sometimes it's not. But he doesn't have a permanent owner. He has a foster home. He lives with Susan Maxson, who's a volunteer and a foster for Pet Central Helps. And Susan is here, as is Angela Mann, another volunteer for Pet Central Helps. And she is accompanied by Cody, the dog, who is perfectly healthy, but is a friend of Monty's and wants to keep Monty company on the visit to the radio station. So, Susan, Angela, welcome to WJBC.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I know the reason that you brought Monty in is he's one of four dogs you have that have health issues. And one of the things that Pet Central Helps does, we'll explain to people that Pet Central Helps is an agency that doesn't have, at the present time, they're working on having their own shelter facility, but they don't right now. So what they do with the pets that don't have homes that need to be adopted is they find foster homes for them. Sometimes they wind up being in those homes permanently. Sometimes they'll find permanent homes and they'll move into those homes. But when a dog is ill or has a condition like Monty does, Pet Central tries to facilitate nursing them back to health. And with that in mind, Pet Central is raising money through a series of auctions so that Monty can have his surgery, right?
That is correct. We have Monty, who has the knee issue, and then we have three additional dogs who have heartworm positive, and that is deadly to the dog.
So how do you treat the heartworm issue? What do you do to get them back healthy again?
Well, they're taking a medication. It's a heartworm treatment that takes 10 months. It's a slower treatment, but it's kinder to the dog, whereas there are some treatments that are very, very fast-acting, but they can harm the dog too. So they just take the medication, but it takes 10 months for the medication to kill the worm slowly. And they dissolve and are taken into the dog's bloodstream, and so they just disappear and dissipate.
The dogs with heartworm are Hera, Gus, and Indigo.
Yes.
Now, how did you discover they had heartworm? Just by the regular tests by the vet that you would, because when you take in a homeless animal, you take them to the vet, right? You have a vet that
works with
Pet Central?
There is an intake when all the dogs come in, and all the dogs are vetted on intake, so they all have the heartworm test. They all are treated for fleas. They have their shots. Everything is updated before they go to their foster homes.
All right, explain what heartworm is. Do you know?
Heartworm, yeah.
It can kill them.
It can kill them. It is a worm that infests the dog. It gets into their bloodstream, and it can work its way. When they get too many of them, it works its way through to the heart, and they can actually fill the whole of the inside of the heart up. And, of course, the blood's not pumping properly. If they get too much, they can actually throw up worms because their body's just totally infested.
And if they're around other dogs, they can catch it, right?
Only by a mosquito.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's a mosquito.
So it's not contagious.
It is not.
I wonder why I thought that. I thought dogs...
Parvo is contagious.
All right, maybe that's what I'm confusing it with.
Yep. This is where it's the dog is bitten by the
mosquito,
and it is then put in their bloodstream, and it goes in, and the babies then, the larvas, will attach literally with teeth into the heart. And what the medication does is I had a dog who had heartworm many years ago, and they gave it arsenic. And slowly the worms fall off. If they fall off too quickly, then they get caught in the corridors of the heart, and that can kill them too. So this is a much gentler and easier. It is time-consuming, but it is beneficial for the dog. And then they can live a full life after the worms are eradicated.
Our guests are Susan Maxson and Angela Mann, two volunteers for Pet Central Helps. We always welcome Pet Central Helps to the studio each month to talk about their events and adoption events and what you can do to help them. And in this case, they're raising money to nurse some pets back to health. Now, the three dogs that have the heartworm, Monty is not one of those dogs. Monty has the leg problem. We'll talk about Monty here a little bit more in a minute because he needs surgery. How much money do you need to raise for this medication and to treat the dogs that have the heartworm issue?
I think the total is $2,000 for all four dogs. I think Monty's surgery is going to cost around $600, and the other of the $2,000 is going to treat the other dogs.
All right. And how much have you raised so far?
We're up to, I think, on the first auction, $680, around there somewhere.
How can people find out about these auctions and what they can bid on?
You go to the Pet Central Helps Facebook page, like the page, and the auction is actually on the page. You just look at the different pictures, and if there's something you like, you just bid right underneath that picture.
All right. Do you know what items are available for bid?
There's quite a few items. There's a lot of dog items. There's things for smaller dogs. There is actually an overnight stay at the Hyatt with a bottle of wine, something that some people might to give to their loved one as a surprise. There's cat items as well, feeding bowls, toys, chews. There's an awful lot of items, something for everybody.
All right, I'm getting on Facebook right now to take a look at the Pet Central. Well, you've got several Pet Central pages on Facebook.
Yeah, this is just the Pet Central Helps regular Facebook.
All right, I'm seeing, there it is, because there's also Pet Central Helps volunteer page. There's a Pet Central Helps alumni group, and there's a Pet Central Helps foster parents group. And the reason I mention that is because there might be some people who might be interested in those other pages or to become fosters. But if you go to this page, scroll down, and you'll find out more information about not only some of the pets that are available, but also the auction items. All right, we're going to take a break here, ladies, and then we're going to come back, and you're going to tell me about Monty's plight. How old is Monty, by the way?
We suspect between 2 and 3.
How old is he? What kind of dog is he?
He is a, we don't really know for absolute sure, but he is a feast, and we think a pharaoh dog, which are the old dogs from ancient Egypt. The pharaohs used to have them.
He's kind of orange.
Yes.
And he looks like he weighs about 20,
he's
25
pounds. He's about 25
pounds
now, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's doing...
He's very well-behaved.
He is very well-behaved.
He always like this?
He has a little separation anxiety when you leave him of a daytime, but he is crate-trained, potty-trained. He's good with my grandchildren.
Well, could that be because, you know, he's been given up, right?
He lost his home. He was abandoned, and they found his collar was embedded in his throat.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, they've fixed him all up, and now we're just trying to find somebody who would be able to spend time with him. He needs time.
My experience with animals that have been abandoned, because we've owned at least one that we know was dumped, is they get very nervous when you leave or you try to take them somewhere.
He is very good in the car. We nicknamed him Velcro because he will literally stand by your leg once he is bonded to you. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's afraid that he's never going to see you again.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 121 at WJBC, back with more after this. 124 WJBC, last few minutes with Susan Maxson and Angela Mann from Pet Central Helps. Remember, they're raising money so that they can cure Hera, Gus, and Indigo, three dogs, of heartworm before they find them new homes. It's a 10-month process, the way they do it. And Monty, who is maybe about 2 years old, who's in the studio with us, has a knee that has stage 4 skeletal abnormalities. He needs surgery on the knee. So Tell me a little bit about this problem with Monty's knee. He doesn't have the problem right at this moment because he's standing on his hind legs.
He stands on the one leg and puts very little pressure on the other leg.
Because he's got his paws on your knee. He loves you.
Yes, he does.
So what does he need done?
He needs to have the vet will go in and actually repair the damage. It is a genetic through the breed. We believe he is a Feist and a Faro dog. They're fairly small. He's about 25 pounds. He's a lover. He loves laps. And you only realize that he has a problem when he's out running with my huskies or jumping up on something. He'll yipe. And the vet did find this abnormality then. And we always make sure our dogs are all healthy when they go to their homes. And although the three that have heartworm, we will provide the medication to any of the people who might be interested in adopting them. We will pay for the medication for them to feed the dogs for the next 10 months.
Well,
so that's what the money's for.
These two dogs that are in the studio with us right now, Monty and Cody, are extremely well-behaved. And I imagine that if you were interested in adopting them, you wouldn't be disappointed. It looks like they get along with everybody, as far as I can tell. I mean, they haven't even made a sound since they've been in here or tried to do anything they shouldn't be doing. Although, you know, they're just dogs. They don't know, you know, what's going on over here in the radio studio. But if you're interested in bidding on any of the items for the auction, with the proceeds going to help Monty and the other three dogs with the heartworm condition, get on the Pet Central Helps Facebook page. See what they've got there to offer and put in a bid. And, of course, you can always check out Pet Central Helps, and they'll be glad to take your donation. Hey, it's nice to meet both of you.
Thank you.
Angela, where in England are you from?
Blackburn, Lancashire.
I could tell you weren't from Bloomington.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Our auction will be running for the next several weeks. We do have multiple auctions going on. We didn't want to put everything all together. So, Angela, when are the dates?
Yeah, the first auction we are having actually finishes this Sunday. The next one will start on the 25th of November and run for a week. And then the last one will start on the 9th of December and run for a week.
All right, that's a good way to get some Christmas gifts or holiday gifts.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
It goes towards helping these
husbands,
animals.
Husbands, there's a great one there. We've got a night stay at the Hilton with a bottle of wine. I'm sure your wife would love that for Christmas.
All right. Hey, nice to meet both of you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Monty and Cody.